We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Ethan Eisner, president of ReedTech. Ethan, what is ReedTech? What are you guys doing?
ReedTech is a global technology company based right here in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we provide services to governments, to life sciences corporations, to to patent-driven companies and law firms around the world, helping them to be more efficient, more effective, meet compliance needs.
And where are you from originally?
I was born in Baltimore, and then we moved to the Philadelphia area.
You have many brothers and sisters?
I have an older brother and an older sister.
So you're the youngest of three.
I am the youngest.
And what was how young were you when you started playing with computers?
I was in my teens.
Mm-hmm. And how'd you get associated with a computer?
My brother brought one home one day, sort of out of nowhere.
And what'd you love about it?
Building stuff.
Like, give us an example. You mentioned that you started coding at a young age. And what did you like about coding?
Well, it's the act of creating something, right? So, just to fast forward a little bit, you know, my first job, I was a coder out of college, and you know, I liken it to like building a house, right? So. Even though it's all intangible in a way. So you're writing this code, you're building, putting these pieces together, these blocks together, and when you're done, you have something that actually does something. It serves a purpose. It has a function. Mm-hmm. And having that creation and having that work, it's actually really fulfilling.
I see. How young were you when you started making money? Did you mention
10,
something
11?
About you were you about yeah you were buying and selling some candy? What about 5 a.m. What was that about?
Yeah, so I had an uncle who at the time had a candy distribution business. Mm-hmm. So he served a bunch of small businesses in the.
And what was your role with him?
So I would help him one summer. I helped do delivery. So we'd wake up. We'd have to be on the road by 5 a.m. and start delivering. Candy to these small stores.
What evolved from that?
So it was a really good learning experience for me. It helped me sort of understand, you know, hard work. You know, I thought candy would be lots of fun.
And what evolved from that?
I thought, you know, I could take this candy, I could buy it at wholesale from my uncle, and I could start selling it at school.
So you learned about entrepreneurship at a young age, Amy? Oh, excuse me, Drew.
Oh, I was just curious. You mentioned in the green room you had a love for sports, both watching sports and playing sports.
Definitely.
First question is, what athlete did you look up to or admire?
There was a lot. Julius Erving probably tops the list.
And why Julius?
Because I just thought he was such a class act, you know, great player on the court and, you know, seemed to be a great guy off the court.
And you know, what sport did you enjoy playing most?
Basketball.
And what was your role on the team?
I was usually played forward, like power forward. I'm not a great athlete, but at least in basketball, I'm tall, so I can play pretty well.
And it sounds like you're a leader. You actually created a team, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, when I was a teenager, I created a team. I wanted to play with my friends, so I created a team.
And what did that experience teach you about running a business?
Well, you know, it taught me about assembling people that you want to work with, right? Finding good leadership. I also had to go out and find us a coach. And how to pull that all together and be successful and have fun while you do
Shannon?
It.
Ethan, can you tell us a little bit about your mom and what she was like when you were growing up?
Sure. My mom was incredibly supportive, sort of a fiercely loyal person to, you know, her immediate family, extended family, friends, the community. She was a great influence on my life.
Mm-hmm. How so? Tell us a little bit more. I think you told us that she would keep your family together and organized.
Yeah, she definitely sort of ran the household, and she kept us, like I said, connected. We had a pretty large extended family that we were very close to, so she sort of kept all those connections in place.
And what did Mom teach you that you bring with you to work with you every day?
She certainly taught me about being supportive and the importance of being supportive. I think for me, it definitely helped me be my best, and so that translates, I think, directly into work. You know, people, if you're supportive with people, you know, you can help them be their best.
Amy?
Who was Mr. Herman, and how did he affect your life?
Mr. Herman was a teacher I had in elementary school. He was, it's one of those things that you remember. And sometimes I don't remember what I did yesterday, but I remember his name, and I remember, you know, sort of what he did for me. And I just felt like he helped focus me. It helped me, you know, see that I could, be the best that I could be. I was very hyperactive in elementary school, so he sort of helped me focus that energy.
How do you bring that focus to your employees?
Well, I try to bring that focus to my employees, and honestly, ultimately to our customers, just by focusing on what's most important to them, right? So how do you deliver what they need to be successful, both at the employee level and at the customer level?
Maria?
In the green room, we learned that your childhood led you to be flexible. What do you think you bring from that to work every day?
Well, I'm open, right? So I don't go into work every day sort of with these mandates and sort of this expectation that everything that comes out of my mouth is right. So, you know, when I meet with my team, whoever that might be, I can change my mind. I can be influenced. If someone has a better answer, we'll follow that path.
Mm-hmm. Peter?
So you mentioned that you had great respect for your father growing up. Tell us why.
So my father, he's a very busy guy. He worked for the government pretty much his whole career. Started with companies like RCA, but then ultimately ended up in the government. And he was a coder, systems analyst. But he also kept himself really busy outside of work. So my memories were he'd come home from work, we'd have dinner, and then he'd go back out again. And so, you know, whether that was he was, you know, president of our synagogue at the time, he was, you know, head of the Masons in the, in the Philadelphia area. So, you know, I had a lot of respect for sort of the drive that he had to kind of, you know, do everything that he wanted to do and be passionate about mm-hmm. it.
When you were a kid and things got tough, who did you turn to?
Typically to my mother.
So this idea of not being able to do everything on your own, how do you integrate this into your life of being a CEO?
I rely on everyone on my team. We have a great group of people who work at Reed Tech, and they're very bright and very capable. And so, you know, I rely on them. I'm sure as much as they rely on me.
How large or how small is your team?
Of direct reports.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A little under 10 people.
And you say you really rely on them. What do you mean?
Meaning they are the owners of their disciplines in the business, and so I rely on them to lead their areas of the business. It's a big company, and so you need a strong team from every level to be able to drive that business forward and ultimately deliver for your customers, because that's what we're in it for.
So on one hand, you're supportive, but on the other hand, it's their job. How do you draw the line?
You know, it's an interesting question. To me, I'm not sure I see the distinction, right? We've put together this team. We've either grew into it or brought people together, and people sort of support the mission, right? And so if you're not supporting the mission, if you're not supporting, hey, I need to achieve for our customers, then you probably want to work somewhere else, I guess.
What do you do if somebody's not able to quite do their job or they need some help with it? Or how far do you help them?
As far as you possibly can. I believe in giving someone as much support as they possibly need for them to be successful.
So you're really willing to give of yourself.
I think that's an important part of my role. Maybe it's the most important part of my role.
To be selfless?
Well, to make sure that the people around me are successful. Because if they're successful, I'm successful. And if they're successful, our customers are successful. And so the business is successful.
So you put them first. The
yes.
team's first.
Yeah.
Huh. So you're not the kind of boss to stand up and it's me, 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 and you take credit for everything, huh?
I hope not.
Uh-huh. So with your customers, if one of your team members really knocks the ball out of the park, you let the customer know that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. So you're not the one who's taking credit for everything.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I had a very early in my career I had a boss who I modeled myself after in that regard.
What do you mean?
He did a great job of giving credit to people on his teams for successes.
Mm-hmm.
So he would always say, the thanks isn't with me, it's with this person or that person.
Mm-hmm.
And when things didn't go so well, he would actually absorb that for his team. He'd say, hey, that's on me. I'm the leader of this group, so that's on me. And then he'd privately take people aside and say, hey, here's what you could have done better to help, you know, prevent this situation. So I really modeled myself after him.
That's interesting. That's not what I read in the newspapers, though, or here on the radio or television. I usually hear that this, you know, the boss is a jerk and stuff, but that's not who you are, is it?
It's not who I want to be. I've never wanted to behave that way.
Uh-huh. What's the website address for your organization?
It's readtech.com, R-E-E-D-T-E-C-H.com.
Readtech. What's the best part of your day?
Best part of my day is learning about how we're performing for our customers. We measure ourselves based on our customers' success metrics.
Huh. Let me have the website address one more time.
It's reedtech.com, R-E-E-D-T-E-C-H.com.
We've been speaking with Ethan Eisner, president of Reedtech, here on Executive Leaders Radio.